Hank, we're bike. As always, we are bike to the trending tab on Sleeper to talk about the top waiver wire pickups of the week, week 17 in particular. It's not a regular week, though, because it is championship week, all right? So if you are listening to this, then you probably made the championship. Unless you didn't, you'd be a certified sicko for listening to a waiver wire YouTube video when you have no waiver wire to do, but we're here for anybody regardless. There is no discrimination here. We will start at the top because of that with Mr. Zamir White, the most added player on Sleeper right now. Comes off of a 22 for 145 game. Big, big upset by the Raiders. Now, this entire waiver wire week is really tricky for the skill position players because there's so many moving parts, and there is a weirdly high number of injuries in the NFL this week. So for the Raiders, nothing in particular happened this week, but Josh Jacobs missed this week, which gave Zamir White the headway to be the guy. And the way that Antonio Pierce is talking and the way that these Raiders players are playing, there's just no way Josh Jacobs is shutting it down for the season. So if he is good to go, if he is above like 80%, he is suiting up, and that would make Zamir White kind of worthless. I will say, though, because we only have 1 week left, this is not the week, like, we are no longer picking up guys to stash because maybe in 3 weeks they'll be good. Like the Tajay Spears, the Chase Browns, like those guys were fun to pick up throughout the year. They're basically meaningless up to this point unless you're in kind of like a full PPR league and you're really desperate. But Zamir White, where his floor is basically a zero if Josh Jacobs returns, his upside is 20 touches and 100 plus yards and a touchdown kind of thing. So you want to prioritize those guys this week, obviously. So Zamir White is my number two pickup, because Clyde Edwards-Helaire is my number one pickup on the week, is because Isaiah Pacheco is concussed. He has a brain injury. Now, this matters, one, because Jerick McKinnon's already on the IR, so he's missing next week's game. Number two, Pacheco and the Chiefs played on Monday, which means he has a shortened week to clear concussion protocol, meaning he has a lower chance to actually clear it. So that means Clyde Edwards-Helaire will likely be the workhorse here and will be if Pacheco misses this game. And that will probably mean 20-ish touches against a soft Cincinnati defense. So Clyde is my target of the week at the running back position, though there are some other usable options here. I think Khalil Herbert is interesting. It's been really tough to decipher the Bears' backfield as a whole, but on a week-to-week basis, when one of them misses, we're usually able to tell who's going to be the workhorse here, right? Anytime it's all three of them active, who fucking knows? But anytime, like, Khalil Herbert misses, Roschon Johnson misses, Deontay Foreman's been the guy. This one, Deontay Foreman, I don't know why he missed. It was personal reasons. So he wasn't injured, and it actually was not just a random healthy scratch. It was personal reasons. So that makes things tricky, obviously. But if he misses next week's game, if he is still out for next week for whatever reason, I feel relatively confident with Khalil Herbert at the running back position as a low-end RB2. I think Roschon Johnson could be usable in a full PPR league as well. So I think there are some options there in the Chicago team, especially given the fact that DJ Moore had an ankle injury. He did return to the game, but we'll see if that flares up. Cole Kmet also left, and he is likely to miss next week's game, so that could mean more targets to the running back position. Chris Rodriguez, the running back out in Washington, ended up scoring 2 touchdowns against the Jets. This is definitely not a repeatable offense, okay? They play the Niners next week, which they just got tossed around by the Ravens, but that is nothing. I don't think Brock Purdy throwing 4 picks has anything to do with Chris fucking Rodriguez here. So I'm not hyped about Chris Rodriguez. I think maybe if you're desperate, you could throw him in there. Maybe Brian Robinson is back. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury, and he's missed a lot of time. So, you know, we could talk about that. Justice Hill, I have no interest in at the running back position. It is worth noting that Raheem Mostert did tweak something on his lower body. He was trying to get back in the game, but they kept him out because, you know, obviously they need to make a playoff run. So I'm not overly concerned about him, but I would keep an eye on reports for Raheem Mostert. If he is out, then obviously Jeff Wilson probably goes into a larger role along with Devon Achane, who's already owned. But Jeff Wilson would be like a low-end flex play, I think, someone who can get involved by the goal line here. The wide receiver position. Okay, so we've got a few injuries to the Vikings. We have Hockenson, his knee. We got Addison also. So there's a good chance. Hockenson is probably almost for sure out next week. Addison, we'll have to kind of keep an eye on reports there. But there's a decent chance both these guys are gone. If both of them are gone, KJ Osborne actually becomes a really, really, really solid, almost like a version of Noah Brown, right? And Noah Brown is atop this list too. He's not on here because he's probably highly owned, but if he's available on your waiver wire, he would be my top pickup for sure, because CJ Stroud will likely be back next week. But KJ Osborne and the Minnesota Vikings going against the Packers, if they don't have Hockenson, if they don't have Addison, I mean, Osborne's going to be a for sure locked in wide receiver three for fantasy teams next week. He has proven that he could just be that guy whenever they have needed him so far this year. I also think that makes Brandon Powell sneaky interesting in PPR leagues, right? We sprinkle a little PPR scam action in there. He could be like a Demario Douglas type beat over there in Minnesota. Minnesota. DeMarcus Brown. DeMarcus Robinson. Interesting. He's just kind of getting it done. He's doing his best like Tutu Atwell impression from the beginning of the year, though he's doing it with both Cooper and Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua getting it done. So he's making big plays. He's just getting it done. So he's a guy that I don't feel like good about. They are playing the Giants, so that's a great matchup. He could have he is a really low floor, risky play that I think could possibly pay off. I think he's sort of like Rashid Shaheed or Gabe Davis in that mold where, you know what you could get, but you're probably not going to get it. Probably have better options. Continuing on down the list, I don't have much interest in Chiggy, although he's been kind of consistent, I guess, over the last few weeks. I really like Tucker Kraft. This was a guy I've been high on for a minute now. Again, with all these injuries to the Green Bay Packers wide receiver group, Jaden Reed with the turf toe, we have Christian Watson with the hamstring, and Dontavian Wicks actually left this game with a chest injury after scoring a touchdown. So they might be down three of their top four receivers. Dobbs obviously becomes a really good play, but Tucker Kraft has, I think, gone over 55 receiving yards in three straight games, something Luke Musgrave only did one time in his 10 starts for the Packers this year. Right here, he's been really, really solid for PPR. You're talking about three straight double-digit point games in PPR league. So Tucker Kraft is my favorite tight end to pick up this week. There is really nothing else on the waiver wire at the skill position. It's bare. It's ugly. In terms of streaming defenses, we have my top three are probably Chicago, Jacksonville, and Los Angeles. And again, my formula is typically take a team at home that's favored to win their game. And then tiebreaker will be whether or not they're a good defense in real life. So Chicago fits the bill. They're only 3-point favorites at home against Atlanta. And Chicago's been lights out as a defense over the last month and a half. So I really like Chicago. They're my number one team. I don't want to overthink that. Jacksonville is a 7-point favorite at home against Carolina. That's another one that you obviously don't want to overthink. Jacksonville's been pretty terrible on defense. Just got absolutely fucking routed this week by Tampa Bay. And Trevor Lawrence might miss this week, which means CJ Beathard will probably be at quarterback. It's kind of scary. Like, I don't like starting defenses whose offense I don't project to be very good. I think Beathard can lead the offense and they could score points, but that's why they're number two for me underneath Chicago. And then the Rams play at New York. They're on the road, so that is a little bit of a ding for me, but they're way better than New York, obviously, and they're 6.5-point favorites. So those are my top three streaming defenses for the week in that order. And that's really it. I mean, we're waiting on a lot of injury reports. We don't know the status of a lot of players up to this point, so we kind of just got to wait for the smoke to clear, the clouds to clear. I think we're in the clear as it relates to waiver wire videos for the year. I might do some week 18 stuff. I just don't really feel like a lot of you guys play week 18. So I don't know if I'm going to make content around it. Maybe I'll just do rankings and make them free for everybody that do play. Let me know down below. Like, do you play in any fucking leagues that play into week 18? If so, if there are enough people, then I will probably make some content for you. If not, Thank you guys for hanging out up to this point. Waiver wire rankings, weekly rankings, private Q&A available on bdge.co. Hit the button that looks like this down below. We out of here. Hang. We can finally untuck our shirts.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.